Shimi drank the first bottle of Perrier at a single go, and now sat sipping another. The rest of them had instant coffee, except for Ted. He was drinking a can of Nozzola.
"Don't know how you stand that stuff," Eddie said.
"Each to his own taste," said the old maid as she kissed the cow, Ted replied.
Only the child of Roderick had nothing. He lay where he was, at the mouth of the cave, with his hands pressed firmly over his eyes. He was trembling lightly. Ted had checked Shimi over between Shimi's first and second bottle of water, taking his pulse, looking in his mouth, and feeling his skull for any soft places. Each time he asked Shimi if it hurt, Shimi solemnly shook his head, never taking his eyes off Roland during the examination. After feeling Shimi's ribs,
"Tickle, Si, so it do," Shimi said, with a smile.
Ted pronounced him fit as a fiddle. Eddie, who could see Shimi's eyes perfectly well, one of the gas lanterns was nearby and cast a strong glow on Shimi's face, thought that was a lie of near-presidential quality. Susanna was cooking up a fresh batch of powdered eggs and corned beef hash. The grill had spoken up again.
"More of the same, eh?"
it asked, in a tone of cheery approval. Eddie caught Dinky Earnshaw's eye and said,
"Want to step outside with me for a minute while Suze makes with the chow?"
Dinky glanced at Ted, who nodded, then back at Eddie.
"If you want. We've got a little more time this morning, but that doesn't mean we can waste any."
"I understand," Eddie said.
3. The wind had strengthened, but instead of freshening the air, it smelled fouler than ever. Once, in high school, Eddie had gone on a field trip to an oil refinery in New Jersey. Until now, he thought that was hands down the worst thing he'd ever smelled in his life. 2 of the girls and 3 of the boys had puked. He remembered their tour guide laughing heartily and saying, "Just remember, that's the smell of money. It helps."